We know that neutrinos have masses. There is a good probability that
I don't know.
She like leaned over.
No.
But maybe she just stole it.
In the computer? Is it not?
Also, actually, what is called Majorana fermions, they are realized in superconductivity. BCS gap, Bartin-Cooper-Schrieffer gap, is actually Majorana mass. Okay, so it's worth to talk about. And this will be the last connected with free Dirac-like series. Okay, start from Dirac master. And we know that it has this four. And we can write in this way. What is important that in this combination, psi bar psi, which is scalar, Lorentz scalar, we and this is M psi. Okay, actually, no need to write gamma zero. It's already two component, and gamma zero, in this case, you can maybe actually, okay, let me rewrite this a little bit different. The star, we rewrite in this for gamma zero of psi, and this will be equal to this. Remember that right-handed, left-handed two components, and because of gamma zero, left-handed and right-handed needs. Okay, so this guy is scalar, Lorentz scalar, and this guy also. Because of that, so it's invariant under Lorentz transformation. On the other hand, we know that psi r is transformed under Lorentz transformation, as I put pi sigma 2 and I write psi all complex conjugation. Okay, so we discuss this. I put I, of course, no need in principle to put I, any number could be put, but point is that in this case, I sigma 2 is real metric, so it's convenient. Anti-symmetric real metrics. So it's a kind of epsilon anti-symmetric 2 tensor, right? Okay, then one can think about the following. Okay, if this guy transform exactly like psi r, let us put instead psi r this combination. Then we will live only with left-handed fermions and their conjugate. We can do this, right? Okay. So we write then the combination. So I use it. Let me move. M I imaginary psi L sigma 2 psi L complex conjugate minus because complex conjugate of I is minus I, right? And I have this psi L T transpose sigma 2 psi L. Okay, what we got is the following. This is scalar, and this is guy, also scalar, left, but with sigma 2. And it's Hermitian. It's easy to check if you take Hermitian conjugation. So it's good stuff. Okay, because it's almost Majorana Marx. Majorana was Italian born, actually Italian physicist, who was a little bit younger than Fermi, great Fermi. And Fermi considered him a super genius. He committed suicide when he was, I believe, close to 30. He was a professor, already full professor in Napoli University, and he committed suicide. Just he was on board. And it's a kind of mystery. And it's one of his important results, but he had others in nuclear physics. Tori Majorana, actually now still in his memory, there is quite famous school, annual summer school in Sicily, which is called the Tori Majorana School. It's almost Majorana. To get Majorana, you should put just one half. Why one half? Point is that it's like in the case of real Klein Gordon field. If we put this in Lagrangian, we have psi psi, right? And we will consider variation in order to get Euler Lagrange equation. We should variate this and this, and then we will get two, which kill one half. So it's convenient to put one half. It's same. Like when we consider real Klein Gordon, we write 1 m square phi square. Okay, so this is actually quite a remarkable scheme. So let's talk about this a little bit more. So let's just look at this combination. I psi L sigma 2, I now ignore 1/2 m, and psi L. So this is nothing else but psi L, and we have here anti-symmetric matrix. So also I could rewrite this as psi L A epsilon A B psi L B. Just anti-symmetric density. And now we know that it's scalar, Lorentz scalar. So you see for spinor left-handed, this guy plays the role of G mu for vector compared with this guy. G mu nu x mu, right? So in this case, our metric G mu nu. And this guy is scalar, right? It's again scalar, but it has only AB 1, 2, because it's 2 by 2 matrix. So this is scalar. But look, it looks like it's 0. Because psi LA, psi LB symmetric combination, but epsilon AB, but remember that fermions are strange, very strange guys. And they do not commute, but anti-commute. So you can see another remarkable thing of that property, that this Majorana mass could exist only because of those crazy anti-commutation relations. But of course, it's not crazy because it's Fermi statistics, right? So this stuff is behind a possibility to consider this thing. Okay, now so following Peshkin for, so you can see that one put mass just for left-handed fermion, one fermion itself. It's quite remarkable. Following Peshkin, just for your convenience, this left-handed fermion, but with mass, I will use the following notation. It's chi, right? It seems. So when I use this, it means that there is mass. Okay. And now Lagrangian density. Okay, right. So we have this. one. And sigma bar, we used already this. It's nothing else, 1 for 0 for time, and minus sigma for special conclusion. Okay, so we have this stuff. And now let us, for example, let me write explicitly one this guy. Okay, so this guy with nothing else but this. 2 minus namely 0. For sure, right? But we know that this guy is equal because temperature commutation relation this plus when we change the order. And this is equal to it is non-zero. It's of course one of the miracles of quantum mechanics. That this is non-zero. Who could believe? Come to high school and show students, or even at university, social science building. They will kill you. Okay. Now I present what is absent in actually question book four component formalism for Majorana very convenient. As I said, mass of this type is in superconductivity. It's exactly BCS mass or gap energy. You have pairing electron electron. And two components, of course, in non-relativistic theory. So you have like high card. And of course, this part. Maybe I will write, right? Majorana mass occurs in. In the sphere, in the okay. Now four component formula. Okay, introduce and this is Majorana word actually in this I believe I never saw his, but my guess is that he should consider this. So I introduce this Majorana field, but four component, and it has this four. Okay, so this guy plays the role of psi r, this is psi f, this plays the role of psi r, but it's expressed like complex essentially conjugation of car besides those I sigma 2. Okay. Let us show that we can write Lagrangian now in much simpler form. I essentially in Dirac form. So this guy written as in equation one, but it can be rewritten, I will show, in this simple form. It's like Dirac, but I put one half. Because again, this constraint. So it's again one half, same nature, like in the case of real line, ceiling. Okay, let me start from master. Minus, right? Minus, I will be here by exposed in data with this. Now I will substitute the stuff. Now I add gamma zero. Remember, gamma zero, very nice matrix, right? It's 4 by 4 and this structure of diagonal, right? 0, 0, 1, 1. And gamma zero acts from that stuff, and we get this pi sigma 2x complex conjugate go up, and this go down. That's it. This is only action. Then it's this. Minus. Sigma 2 minus x t sigma 2x. And this is exactly our relation because this is a m over 2. I change just the order, I promise. This is exactly what we have. Look at one. So we prove this. Now kinetic term, similar. I just show you there is one subtlety term with gamma zero. Okay. And it will be same. Or okay. So okay. Now we can adjust that. So I take only it's absolutely the same story. So when I take gamma zero, gamma zero kills gamma zero here because gamma zero is square, and we have this term by simple expression. Okay, just substitute like I did before, then you will get this stuff. Okay, this is equal. Now use the following. Use this. This second pair, I will write x key, say will be the first. Okay. Rewrite like integration by parts is a string with full derivative. So we can write this as I over 2, d 0, and this is x t, x complex conjugation. But you can ignore this, because its term does not contribute in Euler-Lagrange equation, right? It's surface term. So you can ignore this. And another guy appears with minus. This is like integration by part. The surface term and this term. Now you put derivative on left. Now, ignore. Now change the order. This guy is I over 2. X. E 0. X. Point is, again, we know that those guy and they commute, so I should put additional sign. I have plus, compare with what we have here. It's exactly same thing because sigma 0 is 1. Right? Look here. So contribution will be exactly d0 with plus, and I, everything is okay, by the way, right. Right. Okay, so this is I consider all only this step. Now same do same things. I consider this term, right? The same story will be with this first, and we will get another contribution, same contribution, and then we will get I exactly like there. Okay, so you see, we have two terms. So same contribution. Or same contribution for I over 2, final answer because of that, is just I, chi, dagger, d0, chi. So same like in the case we have in our Lagrange. In this case, no one tau because they are different, right? Complex conjugation in tau, no need to put one half. So this is QPD. Okay, same will be for term with spatial sigma I di, a little bit more complicated, but algebra and so it works. Same conclusion. Is well checked by yourself for this part. Sorry. And now I put I gamma J D J sine. So this is means that indeed we can consider this Lagrangian for Majorana fermions, and it's quite convenient. You will see. Now, C conjugation. Charge conjugation for those guys. Okay, C minus. We know that this guy is this. This is what we already discussed with you. This is charge conjugation case, and this matrix is this minus I gamma 2 transpose from 0 transpose. Now, nice things. Let us show that in the case of Majorana, this guy, C hat psi bar m. T is nothing else but psi L itself. It's analog of relation for real Klein-Gordon field. You take complex conjugate, this is constraint, right? Field real if its complex conjugation coincide with field itself. Here we have this operation complex conjugation, but we also have matrix because we want now to consider operation spectrum for this guy. In the case of Dirac fermion, we had what? Fermion, anti-fermion, right? Now we have only fermion. This is meaning, like in the case of Klein-Gordon complex, you have A field and B field. Scalar, anti-scalar. For Dirac fermion, anti-fermion. Now, fermions and anti-fermions for psi m coincide. It's like, again, real Klein-Gordon field. What is NC? This phase, right? Can we define? Okay. This guy can be only plus or minus one. In the case of Dirac field, it could be any phase function. Epsilon to the minus alpha with absolute value 1. Now it's plus minus 1. It follows, you can check this, from the invariance of anti-commutation relation for psi. So you get constraints that nc square equal 1 always and nc plus minus 1. Okay, so again, in this assignment number 4, you will solve by yourself fermion equations for Majorana fermion. Just get, you should, of course, in this case, consider Fourier integral for psi m, usual stuff. Okay? And you will see all these features I already said concerning that no actually fermions, anti-fermions. Only fermions with spin up, down, this is spec. Of course, dispersion relations say, like for Dirac, energy is square root p square plus m square. Okay. This guy in literature sometimes called charge parity. So for those, so Majorana fermion is kind of neutral. And for those neutral, even in particle data, we get it each 2 years, new data connected with properties of elementary particles. For example, for pion neutral, pi zero, you will get what is C plus one. This is exactly means this. For charge, you cannot put this because this guy goes to something else, right? Particle to antiparticle. But for neutral, you could put this quantum number. For example, for rho meson, which is very important in hadronic dynamics, this is vector meson, massive with spin one, very important guy in low energy nuclear physics, extremely important. It has C minus. So same could be valid for neutral fermion, Majorana fermion. You could consider plus one or minus one. Okay, I will write this. Charge part. Okay, this is connected this stuff. Now I should show this, right? The stuff. It's quite easy. Let us do. It's algebra. Check. Check two. Okay, we start. C, psi, m, t, equal. Now I substitute instead C, explicit 4, minus I, gamma 2, gamma 0, transpose, and I have minus I, and rewrite with this 4. Now, of course, gamma zero kills gamma zero in psi m bar, and I have now just psi m dagger, gamma two transpose. This is this minus one gamma two t psi m complex conjugation, because t plus Hermitian conjugation gives usual complex conjugation. Okay, now I know what is this gamma 2 and transpose, so I will write this answer, sigma 2 minus sigma 2. What's that? Gamma 2 p. Gamma 2 actually is symmetric. Anyway, I pull this, and this is psi m complex conjugation. Okay, now I write like that minus I. Here I substitute my Majorana fermion through chi here. Okay, and now this guy is equal to chi I sigma 2, because this is both diagonal. And this is psi, how we defined before. That's it. Okay. So we finished this part connected with free Dirac fields. Ask myself if you have questions. So you will get some problems connected with this Majorana fermion. So next assignment, next week actually, I will give you. So the plan actually, yeah.
About this calculation, is this only true in the Keitel representation, or is this representation in
Fermi? It's a good question. Okay, this particular calculation done in this representation because I use this particular matrix. But this property valid in any representation. But you should pick up for each representation you have its own C. There is remarkable representation which is called Majorana representation. We will not discuss this. We do not have time. In that representation, actually, what happens? That charge conjugation looks very simple form. Just psi direct field goes to psi complex conjugation. That's it. Very simple form. And then it means in that representation that Majorana field is really real. Psi m equal psi m complex conjugation. This is in that Majorana representation. You can look even Wikipedia, I'm sure it should be there. All gamma matrices are purely imaginary. And because of that, solution of Dirac equation satisfies independently real part and imaginary. Anyway, I do not have time to discuss this, but answer is it's valid, this property in all representations.
So then in other representations, is a Majorana spinner different then? Or is that always the same?
Sorry, say
in different representations, is that Majorana spinner the same, or is it?
No. Again, it's a question maybe. No, it will be different for sure, because you have some matrix which change gamma and it change all fields. It will be different, right? It will be mix of them in there. This two. Top component to bottom will be mixed. And it will be like, as I said, it's real, like this guy plus this guy, and this guy minus this guy. Real part and imaginary part, something like that. Yeah. Okay, so this is connected. So plan concerning the assignment. So you will get next Wednesday assignment number 4. And deadline, as usual, 2 weeks. So this is 17 December. This is last day of this class. And then you get what we will call, but its weight will be same like all other assignments, like call-taking exam, right? So we should put on hold. I will do this, and it will be deadline, something like in January, maybe January 10, something, maybe January 15. We will talk about that, okay? And that's it. And you remember, it should be quantum field theory 2 next term. It's still not settled, but it should be.
Right.
Okay, let you know, I do not have, unfortunately, let's talk about that. Yeah, point is that I use this relation, right? And if I substitute psi m, I will get here psi m plus minus 1, that's it. So from this viewpoint, I believe it seems okay. But if you have questions more detailed, let's talk immediately after this class. Okay, now connected. Now let me make, before coming to the next section, this is interacting fields Feynman diagram, right? Let me make two remarks. I found actually some remarks. Maybe I put here and then I remove. It's connected with all stuff I discussed, I made, I checked on web that I made some typo, just not to confuse you, I want to. First, typo in T transformation, five. Correct. Unfortunately, I use B as P in psi x. Instead, correct one, which is of course E P S dagger. Of course, in psi we have A and B dagger, not B, but I use this. Okay, then under parity transformation. We have this correct. This was correct. First one. But second one, you should write not for B, but for B S B dagger. Okay, I wrote BB. I just consistently did this stupid thing. Okay, so change. Now from here, what follows? From here, of course, we will get this for B. Just take complex conjugate BBS B equal minus N. P complex conjugation B S minus P. You see this, just take complex conjugation. We will get this. And now relative parity of Fermi ons and anti-fermions. Okay, so this guy is parity, we could call eta B, right, for anti-fermions. And this guy could be called eta A for fermion. So then we have this, eta A times eta B equal eta P times minus eta P complex conjugation, and this is minus one, because remember from we established from invariance of commutation relations that absolute value of this guy is one. So this is correct relation. Remember, eta P could be plus minus one or plus minus I. Actually, usually no distinction between them. So if you take plus one, for example, for fermion, you have minus one for antifermions to get this. But if you have I, for example, plus I for fermion, you have still plus I for B, but their product minus one. This is what matters. Because in all problems, in experiment to define this parity, you have consider product of those phases. So this is correction, okay, which I made. Now, second things I want to add something in connection with this T time reversal. Okay. I will remove this. Okay, so you have just, I believe you already use this. Then I time reverse a little bit more. Because they are extremely important things. Okay, let me write. Anti-unitary. Operator. So those two properties, anti-linearity properties, right? Anti-linearity because complex conjugation. Anti-linearity. Okay, three is this. It's similar to that which takes place for unitary, as I said already, but you have actually complex conjugation of inner product by sum, so we change this order. Okay. Now it means I show that the dagger is V to the minus 1. It's like for unitary. But definition of Hermitian conjugate will be different in the case of anti-linear operator. Okay. You write this V phi psi. This is definition equal phi V dagger equal Z, V, Hermitian, psi, phi, and this is equal, of course, same as to write. Compare with usual, with definition for unit, for linear operators, with U dagger for linear. In that case, usual you have this U phi psi equal phi U dagger psi. No complex conjugation. Now it implies, in our case, when we consider this stuff, it implies this. Let me show you. Okay, so we have just work V phi V. Side. And now definition uses equal V dagger V psi phi. But we this property is U. From this it follows that V Hermitian conjugation V equals. So this is different definition of this operation, Hermitian conjugation. You see, that's it. Otherwise, everything is okay. And the last thing, because it's extremely important now, everywhere this time reversal, the last thing is the following, that any anti-unitary operator can be presented as V equals UK, where U is a unitary, real unitary operator. And K is called conjugation. And the properties of this guy is this. K squared equal 1, which of course means that K to the minus 1 equal K. And K phi K psi equal sine phi. So it's property we used already. Phi sine of this conjugation. And taking definition of K dagger I used, it means K dagger is K to the minus 1. And this, of course, equals K. So we have for K this property.
Okay,
that's it. So then if you will work at some point with time reversal, it's impossible to remember everything, but at least you should maybe remember some pieces. Right.
Here, in K is equal 1, if K here, has an inverse, then you can
it's something like that. It's definition. Or point is that it implies, right? If I write this equality, it implies, of course, that K exists. When K square is 1, then K to the minus 1 is K, but I assume that K exists, then K to the minus 1 exists. Think about that. Okay? If something K square, K exists, K square equal 1.
Yeah.
Then what is K to the minus 1? K. But K exists, then K to the minus 1 exists.
But if K to the minus 1 exists, maybe.
No. I said it exists because it's K. What is inverse? Inverse, if you multiply something by inverse, you get 1.
Yeah.
But I have this. Then K is inverse. That's it. It's definition of inverse. Okay, guys, I need a bit. Should go. No. Just think about that. It's just definition of inverse. K is inverse. Okay, that's it. So maybe a couple of questions I take. Alex, why you are silent today? What happened?
So, could you pick up the right way of turning to?
You can consider I express everything in terms of left hand, right? I express. But you could, of course, consider everything in terms of right hand. You can repeat everything, Majorana fermions, but you will use instead psi L, psi L conjugation, use psi R conjugation. Exactly. You can do this. It's equivalent. It's essentially equivalent. Because representation is the same, that's it. Point is that when you have mass, then already this notion of helicity is not so good. You can use, but it's not Lorentz invariant property. But you can use, of course, right hand. If you like, you can use right hand. But it's nothing new. Right. Okay, other questions.
How about equation of motion for chi? The same as drag equation or weight equation?
Okay, it's easy, of course, to define. From this, you will get. Point is that it will be an assignment, actually. So it's easy to derive, of course, from this. It's a little bit different in that now, in the case of Dirac equation, you had equation for psi only. No, and psi was not mixed with psi bar. But here there will be, from us there, you see from this, if you variate psi double, then you will get d mu x. But from us there, you will get chi complex conjugation. So you have equation which contains both chi and chi complex conjugation. It's like in superconductivity. Then this is actually form I wrote in superconductivity called Gorkov Nambu Yupudrai. Nambu Nobel Prize winner this year. Gorkov Nambu Fermion. Gorkov Nambu Fermion also in superconductivity. Well, independent was ID. Gorkov in Moscow. He is in States now in Florida. And Namu in Chicago. So this is why to solve the situation of motion, it's convenient to use this form. You extend, I'm sure, this. So they called Majorana in quantum field theory, Gorkov number fermions in superconductor, but it's same stuff. Other questions? And then I will start.
So, yeah, to one arrangement, we have the two type of particles, right?
I mean, we can establish the correspondence between only one of them. So we have only one Lagrangian, the same for different types of particles. So for Majorana particles and for Lagrangian.
And for Dirac, right?
Yes.
Yes, but it's same like Klein-Gorder. In the case of Klein-Gorder, remember, we had Lagrangian for complex field, but almost same Lagrangian for real field, only was one half. That's it. Same story here. So we have a kind of neutral fermion.
So we can expect particles. So
in principle, yes. Yes, it's possible that neutrino has Majorana mass. And there were already claims that it has.
Possibly neutrinos are two types of.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. You could consider both. Absolutely. Then you should consider, in this case, eight component. Actually, it will be considered. And it's done already. For example, I was involved in studying so-called dense quantum chromodynamics. And in chromodynamics at high density, you have color superconductivity. But you also have usual Dirac mass. So you have both, exactly. It's called color superconductivity. Yes. And it could be important gain for application. Okay, guys, then. I hope it's really kind of non-trivial stuff and beautiful if you, of course, you have assignment. Assignment is kills beauty of everything. It's like, you know, I never liked poems of the greatest Russian poet Pushkin because we were pressed to learn those poems. I hated them because of that. Now I can read. But still, it's not easy because I have this memory. So assignment, of course, could make some damage, but no choice. That's okay. Without assignment, also no problem. Okay, guys. So let's start. This is chapter 4. In I could now maybe I will talk, and you don't need anymore, right? This, I could. Now we will consider what is called interacting fields and Feynman diagrams. This is last topic in this class. So far we considered free fields. And from the formal mathematical point of view, free fields means that in Lagrangian density, we have only bilinear combination, like here, psi bar psi, or phi squared. Then we have linear equation. Linear equation, no interaction in the case of linear equation. But we could consider what is called interacting terms. Interacting terms. And those interacting new terms in Lagrangian, we should add, of course, to those terms we already studied, like this will be Majorana Lagrangian density. We have Dirac Lagrangian density, Kaluza Klein real, Kaluza Klein complex. And then we should study interaction. It's very similar, of course, to what we have in quantum mechanics when we go from harmonic oscillator to Achar model, which includes, for example, x cubed from x squared or x to the 4, and so on. Actually, x cubed is dangerous, but you could consider x cubed and then x4 and x to the 6 and so on. So the same story takes place in quantum field theory, but there are some constraints. Okay, so here I
and what I have here.
Okay, so we will start now. I will start here. This part. So this is finish the stuff. Okay. So let me just consider three types of interacting fields we will discuss. But actually, the third one will be discussed, I believe, in quantum field theory too, but I will write. Okay, this is this first Lagrangian density. We write, I will consider for simplicity real field scalar, but also I will consider interaction. And this will be phi to the 4. Point is that phi to the cube a little bit dangerous. There is problem with existence of ground state. But so this is one, and we can rewrite this in this form. This part, of course, we can call Klein-Gordon free. And this is we could call plus our interaction, right? Okay, this part of this interaction is important in the standard model for Higgs field, phi to the four interaction. Lambda is coupling constant, free parameter, and it's positive because in the case of lambda negative, you have problem with existence of ground state. Remember actually the H interaction in this case, because in interacting term, no derivatives is just minus L and interaction. And it will be lambda for phi to the 4 with plus. So you see that if I have a negative lambda, I have problem with existence of ground state, because taking very, very large phi, classically for negative lambda, could get any negative value. So phi goes to infinity, collapse. Okay, this is one theory we will consider. Actually, I will consider second is sometimes I will refer, but we will not consider in detail this quantum chromodynamics. We do not have time. Quantum electrodynamics. This is QED.
And this guy, QED, is equal to this. Al Dirac, this is what we consider for free Dirac Lagrangian density, plus Al Maxwell. This is usual electrodynamics, plus L interaction. And we have this. And this is interacting there. And you can see our friend, we discussed this chi concept, and times photon field. And here, what we have, A mu is photon field, and F mu nu is this. Strength tensor. Could be rewritten in this form. L QED. Let me combine this term and this one. Then I could write in this form psi bar. It's very, very common and extremely convenient. I introduce now covariant derivative. So interacting term now in covariant derivative. And this d mu is usual derivative plus I e a mu. Actually, mass content of this covariant derivative is very similar to what we have in gravity when we consider Christoffel indices and so on. And we have also covariant derivative, right? So a mu is connected, it's a connection in mass literature. Anyway, we will not consider, maybe sometimes I will refer to this theory. And three, Yukawa interaction. It's again important part of standard model. Of course, this is for sure very important part of standard model, quantum electron dynamics. Yukawa interaction is also crucial. So this is L, in this case, Yukawa. We can write LGD, and it's composed of three. L Dirac plus L Klein Gordon free. Any interaction, famous interaction, which was first considered seriously by, well, maybe first even, by Yukawa. This is interaction term. It's very important part again in standard model, and in that case it's Higgs field. It has vacuum excitation value non zero, and it produces dynamical mass for quarks and leptons. So this interaction very, very important. Okay, this is, I believe, enough to describe what we will discuss. And now let me consider already something particular. This was the introduction, and it corresponds, for your convenience, for two
section. Perturbation expansion. False gains. Sometimes in condensed matter, especially, people prefer name not greens but correlation. It's same functions. Okay. So what is our goal now? Our goal is to consider perturbative theorem. So zero approximation will be free theory. And we know everything about those free theories for Lagrangian one. In this case, we have just Klein-Gordon real. We know everything about that. And for three, Dirac and Klein-Gordon, both free. Now we will consider the case when lambda is very small and g is very small. Now, important point that both of those coupling constants are dimensionless. It's easy, of course, in the system with h bar 1 and c velocity of light 1. You easy can check that because of in mass units, this guy has 4. Lagrangian density action, then dimensionless. 4, then 5, actually in mass units has 1. And because it has 4, then it should be dimensionless. It's 1 because this should be also 4, but 2 comes from 2 derivatives, so this should be 1. Okay. In the case of fermion, because we have just one derivative for fermion, dimension of psi is 3/2 in mass units, 3/2. Good prizes. I could write dimension phi 1 lambda is dimension for h bar is equal to 1. Then again, you can easily check that g is dimensionless. So dimension psi is 3/2. In mass units. Because this guy is 3, phi is 1, 4, this dimensionless. You cover.
Okay.
Those theories are special when coupling constant is dimensionless. Usually the theory what is called renormalizable. We will not discuss, of course, in this course, but this is property which really allows to take seriously perturbation expansion. And standard model is renormalized. It also was one of the important achievements. Okay, so right. Of course, our perturbative theory, we assume that those coupling dimensionless small, right, as I said. And we will consider usual, we consider expansion in this lambda. In reality, what we are interested in is cross section and decay rates. Cross section, this is scattering of particles, and we could measure cross section is the characteristic of intensity of scattering of the interaction on accelerators. Decay rate, this is when particle decays, so we can define so-called decay rate, and because of that, we could define lifetime of a particle. It's also very important, of course, like beta decay. When neutron decays, and we know life of neutron, I forgot it seems 11 minutes, something like that, for free neutron, something like that. It's quite important, also characteristics that you could gain measure. But all these two characteristics, reception and decay rates, it's essentially plus some conserved quantum numbers or approximately conserved. We could measure like charge of particle, for example. But sometimes we could measure also isospin and so angular momentum spin we could measure. All the things are expressed through Green function eventually. So actually, in order to predict theoretically these characteristics, for experimentalists, you should calculate a Green function. Let's consider simplest Green function. For I will consider now this theory, one simplest one, only flying Gordon. Then we will consider number three. I will describe. Five to the fourth here. So it's called sometimes a two-point Green function. Two-point because we have two feet. This is time order. Later time appears on left. Now this guy is the ground state in phi to the 4-0. Ground state, by definition, everywhere in classical theory quantum, this is state with the lowest energy. In classical theory, solution with the lowest energy. Okay. Of course, we don't know it. We know ground state when lambda equals zero. Then we have just Klein-Gordon, and we consider that. We even found this zero point energy and so on. But we should now define it perturbatively. It's different notation in free theory, and we will use it in free theory. The ground state, what we already know, is different notation. This, what we used many times before. So our now goal is to express this state in perturbative theory. So this state, which we know about everything. And not just that, we should those fields in Heisenberg representation, so they depend on time, express through those free fields Heisenberg. We already know everything because we know everything means that we know Fourier integrals for those guys, right? And we know spectrum, we know A, Dagger, A. People call those guys A, B, A dagger, B dagger, sometimes ladder operators, because in the case of oscillator in non-relativistic quantum mechanics, they push from one state to another, they call ladder operator. And we know the fact. So we should express also there. Okay. So we should do this. And let us look. No, I can still use this word. Let us look at this correlation function. Zero approximation. First. Zero approximation. This is no interaction. Then we know answer. What we have is this, just this, bare vacuum, and I will use the same notation here. But we'll write free. So fields are free. We know answer, of course. This is what you had in assignment number, I think, one or two, I suppose. Two by four with this epsilon, very important. Description. So we know everything about zero approximations. So we know. Okay. Now higher orders in lambda. We should calculate. Okay. Concerning Heisenberg field, we have. We have this stuff. First of all, we look on equation for Heisenberg field. Phi x, it includes time. We can express, of course, through, we know this formula, through Schrödinger operator at fixed time. In this case, this is Schrödinger time. And then we, of course, as I said, should define this real ground state in, say, lambda, then lambda square order, and so on. So let's start from this Heisenberg field. We should define. We don't know. This one. Okay. At any fixed time, t equal t zero, we can write usual Fourier integral pi. Say t0x this is just nothing else but Fourier integral. Each function I put for iterator span d3t to by q. This is what we did many times. Dependence on time, I do not have in this expression. Okay. To define, and those usual our friends, so we know all commutation relation between them, like in free zero. So we can, because it's nothing else. But usual Fourier expansion. Actually, I should emphasize this. Maybe I emphasize here. It is important that even when we have interaction, we still have same equal time commutation relation for phi x and pi x. It's like in quantum mechanics, commutation relation between at equal time x coordinate and momentum is the same in all theories. That in interacting theory, this commutation relation, say, equal time. Is still valid. And pi is, of course, time derivative of phi. So commutation relation then between A and A dagger, A and A, A dagger and A dagger at fixed time, same as in 3-0. This is important. Okay, so we have this exposition, and then I write the I and back on the iterator by T X is now I repeat, but through T zero phi. This T0 will be useful for us. It's small. Generalization in that is now T minus T0. Okay, maybe I stop here and I will continue from this part. So we will actually produce what our goal today is to derive general expression in this phi to the four theory for both phi t x Heisenberg then omega capital ground state real, and then for this correlation function, 2 point, and then I will write, if I could finish by the end of this day to midnight, you know, or maybe no, we have a deadline, right? People go from, anyway, then I will want to write a general expression for any green function, n point, which includes not just two fields, but n fields. It's actually trivial generalization. This is our plan. Are you approving it or not? Okay. So concerning assignment, you remember, as rules, you could, for example, submit by this Saturday, no penalties, right? But if you submit today, you will get 5% bonus. This is the rule. Okay, see you then afternoon, right?